But first, let's begin with some breaking news out of Pakistan. A drone attack on the house of a suspected Taliban leader. It happened in the city of Damodola. 14 people killed, including 3 foreigners.
Well, the Taliban threatening Afghanistan's runoff elections on the day that campaigning officially started again. Afghanistan preparing for the runoff on November the 7th. President Hamid Karzai up against former foreign minister Abdullah Abdullah. Today, the Taliban calling for a boycott and says it plans to disrupt the vote with violence.
All right, so we got more U.S. bank failures to tell you about today. The number this year, get this, reached 106. And the latest, 3 in Florida, 1 each in Georgia, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. The federal fund that covers bank failures now stands at $7.5 billion. Just 1 year ago, that fund was $45 billion.
Health officials say they're frustrated with the delays in vaccine production as the H1N1 virus spreads quickly. Only 16 million doses of the vaccine have been shipped out so far. The virus is now widespread in at least 46 states. That's up 5 from last week.
International inspectors are in Iran today to inspect a newly disclosed nuclear facility. The visit comes as Iran says it needs more time to decide on a proposal that could help end the showdown over its nuclear activities. Now, the International Atomic Energy Agency gave Iran until yesterday to decide on the proposal. Tehran says it will have a response next week.
The mom of the so-called balloon boy admits it was all a hoax, like many people suspected. But now in court documents, Mayumi Heaney says she and her husband knew their son was not in that runaway balloon, knew he was in the house, knew he was hiding all alone. She also says in those court documents, they told the kids to lie to authorities and also lie to the media about the whole incident.
In Chatham, New Jersey, police are warning residents to be extra cautious after a Catholic priest was found dead in his church rectory. Investigators say it appears to be homicide, but so far no arrests have been made and there's still no word on a motive.